Amen. Well, it's great to see everyone. Welcome. Thank you for being here tonight. Super excited to be preaching the word. And tonight we're going to be talking about setting some spiritual goals for this new year. And it's going to be awesome. We're going to have some time after my message where you guys will have some time to reflect on the lesson. But then also think about, we're going to allot some time for you guys to write down some of your goals and things you want to do this new year to grow spiritually. So you guys can be turning in your Bibles over to Luke chapter 2. We're going to be looking there in a second. And again, tonight is going to be a little bit of a shorter lesson. We really want to make this a time where we can put into practice the word of God. Amen. So we're just going to hop right into it here. I have 3 points for you guys tonight. Again, we're talking about growing in 2022. We're going to talk about how to really cultivate growth. We all know we should grow, but how do we do it? How do we do it consistently? I know we've all had times where you make a New Year's resolution, but then 2 weeks later, it's like, where did it go, right? So we're going to try to really help you guys tonight to set you up to win for growth. So the 3 points we have tonight is 1, set the conditions for growth. 2, cultivate a heart for God. And 3, set the targets for growth. You know, Jesus himself, he had to do each of these 3 things to grow, right? Yes, Jesus was God, but he was also a human being just like us that had to grow, that wanted to. And so we're following him and we should grow as well and go after really this holistic growth, modeling our growth after Jesus's, right? And so I think the way we got to start is by setting the conditions for growth. So let's talk about this, our first point. In Luke chapter 2, we see Jesus as a young boy, but man, we can learn a lot from him, even at the age of 12. Pretty amazing, but obviously we can. So we're going to look here. We're going to look here in Luke chapter 2, verse 39. We'll have the scriptures on the screen for you guys. But in verse 39, it says, when Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom and the grace of God was on him. The boy Jesus at the temple, verse 41, every year Jesus's parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. And we'll stop there. So this is a pretty important time in Jesus's life, believe it or not. You know, Jesus's parents, they did everything they could in order to demonstrate their devotion to God, to the Lord. You know, Jesus's parents making this journey, like many Jews did, to go to the temple in Jerusalem, this was out of their own devotion to God, their reverence for God. And they, as parents, were setting the condition as parents for Jesus's growth. They were creating this environment for Jesus to grow in, to become a strong human being and a spiritual man. And so Mary and Joseph, they help set great conditions for growth for themselves and their son. And so in the same way, it should be true in our own lives, right? God, he's given us the agency and the ability to set our own conditions in an environment that's optimal for our spiritual growth, right? We get to decide what our schedule is, how we spend our time, who we spend our time with, right? And so Jesus here, he's in a great place to grow, right? And so obviously this situation here with them going up to the temple was big for Jesus. I mean, there's a lot of anticipation built around this, right? It was at the age of 12 that most young boys would for the first time go to the temple of God where the Jews believed for the presence of God to be. So this was a big deal. So Jesus and his family was all about being where God was, right? Creating this environment. But what about you, right? What is one thing that you can change in your life that will set you up to grow, that will set you up to win spiritually this year, right? It's almost like we're creating a good soil for ourselves spiritually to grow in. You know, some examples of this could be who you want to spend your time with, right? Disciples that you feel like, man, they really help you. They spur you on spiritually. You know, obviously COVID has brought its challenges and we're not able to be in person as much, but we can still go after relationships, right? So who do you want to spend more time with this year that can help you spiritually, right? That's one way that we set up a great condition for growth. Another thing that might help you and give you a better environment for growth is taking a break from social media or putting boundaries on your time on Instagram or YouTube or TikTok and deciding that you're going to put aside whatever the distractions are in your life. I know Renan and I, we decided that next week, we're just going to take a break from all social media. We're doing that together. We feel like it's going to help us. And it's cool that we, him and I have that accountability, but that might be good for you. You know, to be honest, a lot of us here are being distracted away from God by our phone, by media. It's just the reality of it. You know, we can easily be more consumed by people's thoughts on Instagram and YouTube than we are consumed by who God is, right? The noise of social media in the modern world makes us deaf to the voice of God. And we can forget to listen to his word, to listen to him. And so maybe, I could be wrong, but maybe God's calling you to take a break from media so you can set the conditions in your life to better hear his voice, amen? To better focus on God. You know, it could be other things like listening to more spiritual music. You know, maybe you got to switch up your playlist. Maybe that's going to help you. It could be listening to spiritual podcasts. Maybe it's trying to read a new spiritual book. And again, it could just be rearranging your time that you can be with disciples more. But whatever it is, we need to put things in place in our lifestyle so that the conditions can be good for us to grow. Amen. So that's our first point. Our second point is to cultivate a heart for God, right? The truth is that even if we set up all the right conditions, we can still miss out on having a genuine heart to be close to God. So we have to have a right heart for God. And really, the key word here is desire, that we're yearning to be close to him. Let's keep reading here in the same passage in Luke chapter 2. We're going to pick up here in verse 43. So it says, after the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. So they're like, where are you at, Jesus? Verse 44, thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Jesus just chilling at the temple. His parents have been gone for a day. He's just living it up. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." And I love this moment here. Jesus says, why were you searching for me? He asked, didn't you know I had to be in my father's house? Or the literal translation there is I had to be about the things of God. I had to be in my father's business. But they did not understand what he was saying to them. We'll stop there. Wow. So we see here Jesus's heart for God. Right. Like I said before, just 12 years old, but he wanted to be about the things of God and he wanted to be where God was and where his people were. Like I said, this is Jesus's first time being at the temple. So the anticipation was so real for him to finally be there in the city of the living God. Right. And it's as the Jews are celebrating the Passover, celebrating God freeing them from slavery in Egypt. And so now he finally gets to go and celebrate with God's people in Jerusalem. So this is, again, a big moment, but he gets to sit at the feet of the teachers of the law. He's soaking this up. He's a sponge. You know, he's talking them. He's asking them questions, but these teachers of the law are also probably asking him questions, even though he's 12, and he's loving it. He basically was like, Mom, Dad, this is where I need to be, right? I love you, but my heart is for God. My heart is for the Lord and being close to him and learning about who he is, right? This is almost like a Christmas gift for Jesus to be here at the temple. And so this was Jesus's heart. He had a heart to be with God. But what about you? You know, Jesus grew, but if we want to grow too in 2022, and if we want to see any spiritual growth, we need to go after cultivating a heart for God. Amen. A love for God and who he is. And that honestly, our desire to be close to God would be more strong and more powerful than any other desire we have. And, you know, honestly, you wouldn't be here tonight if you didn't have a heart for God, right? So we know we're here for a reason tonight, but he wants us to grow in our heart for him. You know, I love Psalm 27, verse 4. It says, one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. If that doesn't show a genuine heart for God, I don't know what does. Such a powerful passage. But the question is, how do we do that, right? How do we cultivate a heart for God? Well, that can look different for everyone. But the real question that I think we need to think about personally is, what stirs your heart spiritually, stirs your heart emotionally, right? What really gets you going and makes you feel closer to God? Just in your day-to-day walk. You know, there's lots of different things that can stir our hearts and bring us closer to him. Here's just some examples or things to think about. It could be listening to just spiritual songs, right? I know I said that before, but sometimes music and meditating on hymns, they can bring us closer to God. They move our hearts. They soften our hearts. Maybe it's meditating more on scripture and really reading over Psalms multiple times, right? Letting it sink in, thinking about the words more. Maybe it's prayer. Maybe it's not necessarily a longer prayer time, but a more focused prayer time where you pray, but you're not just asking, but you're really taking time to listen, to be attentive to the Spirit. But maybe it is praying with other people. Maybe that's going to inspire your heart for God. Maybe it's prayer walks, spiritual books that can inspire you to seek God in a deeper way. Maybe it's just having some silence and solitude where you're saying, hey, I'm going to put my phone back in my room. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to go to another room in the house and just be with God. It's, again, it's just this question of what gets you going. What in the past do you know has helped to soften your heart and bring it closer to God? And, you know, maybe you need to figure out what that is for you, and that's okay. But the important thing is that we go after figuring out what that is. And so once we set these conditions for growth, put aside distractions, set up a better schedule, and then also along with that, go after cultivating a heart for God, then we're really in a good place. We're in a sweet spot to decide on some targets for growth, which is our final point here, to set the targets for growth, right? Which another way you could say it is setting goals. So let's keep reading here. Luke chapter 2, we're going to finish out this passage here in verse 51. Verse 51 says, then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So we see there's multiple things here that Jesus grew in, right? It was holistic growth. He wasn't just trying to focus on one thing, but he was covering everything, right? Trying to really be closer and made into the image of God. And so it was all these things working together, right? Wisdom, stature, favor with God and man, all of them working together is what made Jesus so amazing. And Jesus, to be clear, he had spiritual goals in life. He had an aim for his life. And as he, as a young man and as a Jew was reading the Old Testament and the Torah, he had spiritual examples in the Old Testament that he could learn from to get ideas for targets for his own growth. Oh, sorry about that, everyone. There we go. Someone just called me, and they, yet do they know they just messed up the screen. But Jesus could learn from people like Samuel, right? You know, we see here in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26, it says, and the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and people, right? And so Jesus read that most likely, and he said, you know what? I should go after that. I want to be like Samuel, right? So Jesus realized that growth was a huge part of just being human, right? And that we need to grow. That's how God made us, right? When you look at an infant, when you look at a toddler, you're expecting them to continue to mature, right? And literally grow physically. And if they stopped, there's a big problem with that, right? And their development biologically and mentally. And so in the same way, we can't just stay stagnant, right? If we're following Jesus, who only lived 33 years, but oh my goodness, did he grow? Then we have a high standard to follow and praise God for that. But we need to go after growth like he did. And so I just want to ask you a really simple question of what do you want to grow in this year? What is your aim? You know, when we don't have an aim, when we don't have specific targets of growth, we're not going to grow. But when we do, when we have specific things in our character or things we want to learn about God, and we're intentionally going after those, God will bless those aims, those goals. He's going to work through them. You know, you don't need to necessarily have New Year's resolutions, and maybe you do, and that's awesome. But in general, we should all have goals in life spiritually. Life is about growth. You know, even when you look at, I know there's some people here that are really into science. Maybe it's one of your favorite subjects in school. For me, it wasn't, but I still appreciate science. But when you look at science and the science of growth and human development, statistically, when people grow in their character and in their stature, any area of their life, one of the things that we see statistically in science is usually what makes that growth possible is that people had goals, right? This is outside of Christianity, obviously, but what we see a lot is whether it's in the corporate world or really any sort of career or business, people grow and corporations grow when there's goals, right? And obviously as disciples, we're thinking spiritually. We're thinking about, I want to be a more spirit-led person, right? You know, for me, that's a big thing for this year is I want to be more aware of the spirit. So again, one of the best tools that we see proven for growth is having targets, having aims. You know, even specifically with transitional times in life, like a new year, right? These are naturally opportunities where we can make these goals for growth. You know, another thing we can learn from science is the importance of monitoring our growth and keeping track of our growth. You know, having some sort of notebook or a journal. And along with that, having a small group of people, disciples in your life that you're close to, that can help hold you accountable, right? People that you share these goals with, that you're praying about your goals with, that you know theirs as well, and you're spurring each other on. You know, I know for me, having people in my life that know what I'm trying to focus on has always helped me, right? So that's another thing is we need to obviously make decisions of how we want to grow, but then have people that can keep helping us do that, right? And having that accountability. We can't grow in isolation, right? We need one another if we're really going to thrive spiritually. But there's these specific four things that verse 52 talks about here. And so to close out, let's just look at these briefly and think about how we also can go after these areas of growth. The first one says Jesus grew in wisdom, right? I think a lot of us here, we want to have more wisdom, right? There's probably times where you're like, man, I just wish I knew what to say to this person. I wish I knew what scripture to go to. But wisdom could be a lot of things. It could be just emotional wisdom with how to handle your emotions and work through them. Wisdom spiritually, and just wisdom, maybe just in intellectually, just a knowledge of the word of God, right? Maybe God's calling you to grow in your wisdom. Maybe that has to do with patience, being more patient with people. Could be a variety of things, but Jesus grew in wisdom. Amen. But Jesus also grew in the physical domain. He grew in stature, right? You know, maybe you need to grow and just getting good sleep to help your body. You know, I'm sure you've all heard this before, but scientists recommend 8 hours of sleep. It just helps us do well physically. Maybe for you, you just need to focus more on taking care of yourself physically this year. What you're eating, a healthy diet, eating foods that are good for you. Maybe it's exercising more. I know that's something that I want to go after as well. And maybe you're doing well physically, and that's awesome. But when we're doing well physically, it's going to help us do better spiritually and emotionally. And so Jesus was aware of that. He grew in his stature. But probably bigger than that is Jesus grew in his favor with God, right? And so when we think about favor with God, we need to think about really obedience to God, right? Because when we're obedient to God and obeying his scriptures, we find favor in his sight. That's what we see biblically, is that to love God is to obey. And when we obey, we are with God. We are one with him. And that could just be your obedience, just being more consistent with the basics, with denying yourself, with getting time in the word and in prayer, right? Just devotion to the spiritual disciplines, right? Maybe that will help you in your favor with God. But Jesus wanted that, right? Jesus wanted to be close to the Father. We see him many times after healing many people going up on a mountainside and healing, right? And then lastly here, favor with people, serving the needy, right? Serving our neighbor, our coworkers, studying the Bible with people, and really just being involved in people's lives, that we want to grow in our favor with people. We want to be known at our schools, in clubs, in our neighborhood. We want to be people that are intentionally getting involved in people's lives each week. So I don't know what specifically it is for you, but if Jesus was growing in these things, and again, we're following him, we got to go after these things as well. And feel free to screenshot this if you feel like, man, I want to focus on one of those, and maybe you can do that. But just to recap here, you know, we first need to set the conditions for growth. Really think about, okay, what do I need to get rid of in my life, or what do I need to add into my schedule so I can be aware of God? Not distracted, but I can be aware of God and focused on him. And then we need to cultivate that heart for God, cultivating a heart to please him, right? A heart that wants him more than anything else. And then lastly, setting those targets for growth and really thinking about what for you, what's God calling you to go after this year. So Jesus grew, amen. So let's all grow too in 2022. And that's exactly what we're going to do now. We're going to have a time where you guys can reflect on the scriptures that we just looked at in this lesson. And we're actually just going to take some time on this call right now, take about 5-10 minutes for you guys to just sit and think about, man, what is God calling me to grow in? You know, maybe you've already had some time to think about goals, but maybe right now God's calling you to make some decisions. Amen. And so that's what we're going to do right now. And then after that, Matt's going to facilitate a time of sharing where we can share and really inspire each other and share, hey, here's a decision I've made that I feel excited about in my walk with God. And so we will have a sharing time, and that's how we're going to close out our All New York Devo together.